Northern verbal English language experience is, I think, is watching movie, because the movie I watch is that I'm interested and I have the intensity to learn the things that I don't understand, and therefore I think watching movie is the best way for Hong Kong students to learn the English language.
And perhaps when you were watching the movie, it's something that you didn't quite understand and maybe you wanted to clarify or find out more. How did you do that?
Maybe do some research on the internet, or maybe just specify on the theme of the movie and or the author of the original movie to find out maybe the background and the time he was born and what happened in her, the whole life, and yeah.
So in secondary school and primary school, you don't have any memorable English language learning experiences? No.
Just because it's just self-doing and self-learning, because the teacher expects us to do self-learning at home, so they won't allocate some resources in the lesson.
I'm just curious, were you happy with the result you got for English in the DSE?
No. I got 5 for reading and listening, speaking and writing is all level 4. And I just I thought, because the reading paper is easy, and I ever imagined that I've got a 5 for English, but result is not. I'm not capable to get the level 5 yet.
Was there anything the teacher could have done, do you think, to prepare you better for the exam?
I think it's the writing skills. Because my secondary school is in the senior secondary, they provide English literature. And usually the students studying English literature is good at English, so they may allocate more resources for them to get the highest level, but just an uneven allocation of the resources to us, those English is comparatively worse than them.
Okay. And another question I have for you is about what is your most memorable English language reading experience?
May I know how you define memorable English reading experience?
I guess it's a personal thing. So if you've read something and it had some kind of impact on you, something that you could recollect, something that you feel was a significant piece of literature that you read or enjoyed.
I've joined a study tour when I was secondary 4, and go to the UK and watch for the Shakespeare's Globe Theatre to visit there. And I think Globe Theatre, the Shakespeare's drama is quite useful for secondary student to learn English, because it's simple and because it has been rewritten by many kind of language and is famous, so that it is more useful and the value is more acceptable all over the world.
Anything else you want to share about learning English?
I think it's the intensity that you really want to learn and the pressure given by the secondary school, because in my primary school is the major language is Cantonese, therefore I just not care about the English. But when I choose this secondary school, and I feel very happy, and sometimes I just cannot digest the material in a short period, because it's a quite short period for such translation. I think if a student want to enter EMI or whatever, they want to have a better basic things for future, they need to prepare when they were small.